Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnah Vav. We are up to Mishnah Vav. We're going to learn Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about the following. Ha'onein, someone whose relative died that day, and therefore they're not allowed to eat karbanos on that day. Now, when the Mishnah refers to an onein, it's not what we call an onein. We call an onein someone who's misha meso muta lefanav, someone who has not yet buried their dead. When the Mishnah refers to an onein, it means that the person had died that day. It could be that they're buried already, but they died that day. And the person on a daraisa level is not allowed to do certain things, not allowed to eat maaser sheni. But the onein, so midaraisa, he's not allowed to eat karbanos until nightfall, and midrabanon, he's not allowed to eat even the night after the death. V'mfakech es hagal, or someone removes a pile of rubble from on top of a person. If the person is dead, he becomes tameh from the mace, because you see that it's a life-saving mission, but you don't know, you could be too late, and it could be that there are, you know, that there are, the nebuch, there are dead people trapped underneath the rubble, or someone who whoever was holding him in jail promised to release him from jail by the time Pesach night comes along, or if you have a chole, or if you have someone who's an older person who's able to eat a kazayis of meat even though they're a chole or they're older, shochten alein. So you're allowed to shecht on behalf of all of these people, because the iser for an onin to eat karbanos at night is only midrabanan, and the rabbanan say, okay, we're only going to make it aser when it's not going to cost you a mitzvah saseh sheish bakaris like karban pesach. So therefore they're willing to waive the din midrabanan in favor of the mitzvah of karban pesach, removing the rubble of the, you know, from what might be a dead person. You don't know whether the guy under there is dead, so we can assume you're becheskas tahor and you'll be able to eat the karban pesach. In the case of the people who are in prison and the jailers say that we're going to let you out, so we assume that they're gonna keep to their word and they're gonna let him out in time for Pesach. And when you're dealing with the cholo or the zakein, if they're able to eat a kazayis of meat, so then it's good. Then they'll be able to do the full mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Al kulon ein shochten alin b'fnei atzman. But these are all risky. So because of that, we don't shecht Karban Pesach for this group of people, for these people on their own. Shelo yaviu es haPesach lidei psul. Because we don't want the Karban Pesach to end up becoming pasul, because it's not going to get eaten by anybody. Since Karban Pesach can only be eaten by those who are registered on the Karban Pesach, if the only people who are registered or high risk people like this, then we're nervous that nobody's going to eat the Karban Pesach. So we're allowed to include them on a group of people who are registered on the Karban Pesach, but they cannot be the exclusive members of that group. So now the Mishnah tells us what happens to these people if they join a group and then they're not able to eat from the Karban Pesach. Lefichach meir ben psul. So if there's some sort of psul that happens, you know, at the time of the Karban was shechted and the time that you were zorik the dam, we thought that they were going to be able to eat from it, but then something happened that they were not able to eat from it, meaning they were all high-risk situations. The cholah just got a little bit sicker, so now he's not able to eat a gazayas. The zakein is feeling not as well, so he's not able to eat a gazayas. The guy who was in jail, they didn't let him out of the jail. The onein, I don't know how the onin would happen. Mifakeach esagala, turns out that the guy was dead under the pile. So then in all those cases, p'tur milasas pesach sheni. They're part from doing pesach sheni, chutz mifakeach begal, except for the guy who is removing the rubble, because if that guy turned out to be dead, shehu tameh mitchilaso, he was really tameh meis the entire time, even before the shechita, the Karban Pesach. So he was never really ra'ui, even at the time of the shechita. For all the other people, they were ra'ui at the time of the shechita. They just turned out not to be ratwi later on. So therefore, they wouldn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now we move on to Mishnah Zayin, also discussing members of a group who are registered on Karban Pesach. Ein shochten es haPesach al haYachid. You don't shecht the Karban Pesach for a Yachid, meaning if there's only one person registered on that Karban Pesach, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yossi says, you don't need a group. Yachid could also be the person registered on the Korban Pesach. The Bar Tanur explains, where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that a yachid is not good? D'chsiv lo sucha lizboch es haPesach be'echad klomar b'yachid. That when it says lo sucha lizboch es haPesach be'echad, it really says be'echad sharecha, but he darshins be'echad as if that's the end of the sentence. Be'echad meaning with only one person. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and Rabbi Yossi says that the pasuk says that the pasuk is not referring to only a single person. So Rabbi Yossi Matir, afilu chabura shel meya, shein yuchal nechol kazayis. Even if you have a group of 100 people, and some of the people can't eat a kazayis, ain't shechten aleim. You can't shech the Korban Pesach for people like that. Meaning the number of people in the group is not really what matters. What really matters is whoever is in the group could do the mitzvah sachila, and the mitzvah sachila is b'kazayis. And then another halacha ve'enosin chaburas noshim va'avadim uketanim. You don't make a group consisting exclusively of women avadim or ketanim, because avadim might not or ketanim and ketanim, meaning you don't have avadim joining together with the nashim and ketanim, because they might act in a not acceptable way with the nashim and ketanim. It is okay to have a group of avadim alone or women alone. You can't have a group, a mixture of avadim and women or avadim and children, because they're going to eat it together, and that's going to be a certain sense of camaraderie and togetherness that we're a little uncomfortable with for avadim to have together with women. So let's review what we learned today. In Parches Mishnah Vav, we learned a group of people who are, you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach for, but they are somewhat risky because they might not be able to eat kazayis that night, and that includes someone who's removing a pile of rubble, someone who was promised to be let out of jail, a chola, a zaken, and we also added to the group an onain who is midrabanan, not allowed to eat kachim that night, but the rabbanan waived that restriction in order to enable him to eat Korban Pesach. So he said, you're not, even though these people are allowed to be included in your group on Korban Pesach, they cannot be the only members of the group of the Korban Pesach, because it's too risky. So if something happens and they're not able to eat from it, they're put from Pesach Sheni, except for the guy who's Mefakeh Alei Mesagal, the guy who's removing the pile of rubble, because he was Taka Tame the entire time. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that Machlokes Tanoim, are you allowed to shech the Korban Pesach for a single individual, if it's not a chabur, it's just one person, and Rabbi Yossi held that even if you have 100 people, you need to have people that are able to eat a kazayis in order to have them registered on the Korban Pesach. If they're not able to eat a kazayis, it doesn't matter how many of them you have, and you might say, oh, the whole Korban Pesach isn't going to get eaten because everyone's going to eat, just nibble a little bite. Not good enough. They need to be able to do the mitzvahs achila. And then we said that you should not include avadim together with nashim, nor with ketanim as a group, because of, we're afraid of immoral behavior. But you're allowed to have a group of nashim exclusively or avadim exclusively. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parches Mishnah Ches.